This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, lethal injection, execution, capital punishment. Cities, civilizations have used multiple different means of it. We've spoken about how lethal injections work. We'll review some of that. And what sort of capital punishment modalities were used. But very interestingly, in Alabama, the Supreme Court this week said that the state could actually use nitrogen gas, a method that has not been used previously to carry out a death sentence. And the court, in a 6-2 decision, granted the state attorney general's request for an execution warrant for Kenneth Eugene Smith. The order did not specify the execution method, but the Alabama Attorney General indicated in filings with the court that it will use nitrogen, because I think they had a failed lethal injection before. I'm not exactly sure what the date of the execution will be, but now this moves Alabama closer to being the first state to attempt an execution with a newer way of doing things, nitrogen gas. Now, there might be litigation. Three states, according to CBS, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Mississippi, have authorized nitrogen hypoxia, meaning preventing oxygen from getting to you by using nitrogen, as an execution method, but I don't think anybody has ever done it yet. Smith was one of two men convicted for the 1988 murder-for-hire slaying of Elizabeth Sennett in Alabama's Colbert County. So here we are 35 years later. And the Alabama Supreme Court has cleared the way now for Kenneth Eugene Smith to be executed. But the method will be by nitrogen hypoxia. That's according to Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall. They said, though the wait has been far too long, I'm grateful that our capital litigators have nearly gotten this case to the finish line. Now, I don't think we've heard from Smith's attorney, but obviously lawyers have asked the court to reject it because they do not want Mr. Smith to be a test subject for the first ever attempted execution. So he would basically be forced to breathe only nitrogen. It would deprive him of oxygen needed to maintain his bodily functions. Nitrogen makes up 78% of the air inhaled already. It's harmless when you have oxygen with it. But if you're not going to have oxygen, you kind of like carbon monoxide, where it's not so much a carbon monoxide that hurts, that particularly tries to kill you, it's that the carbon monoxide prevents oxygen from getting to your tissues, so then you die secondarily from hypoxia. Now, the reason why this has gotten this far is because the state unsuccessfully attempted to put Mr. Smith to death by lethal injection. The execution had to be called off when the team could not get the required two IV lines in. So, you know, this is, fascinating. I guess he was one of two men who were paid about $1,000 to kill Miss Sennett on behalf of her pastor husband. He was in debt and needed to collect the life insurance. And so the husband ended up killing himself a week later. But the man convicted of the slaying, the other man, was executed in 2010. And here Mr. Smith is 35 years later, now possibly facing the nitrogen killing. So have we ever tried to use, in terms of lethal, you know, what have been used in the past? Well, the lethal injections include sodium thiopental, which is a short-acting barbiturate. It basically is an anesthetic agent. It makes you unconscious. The pancuronium is a muscle relaxant. It causes you to be paralyzed, including the diaphragm, so you don't breathe. But you're already sedated, so you shouldn't feel that paralyzation. Such as when you have surgery, you're sedated, and then they use a paralyzing agent so that you aren't twitching and moving in the involuntarily during a surgery. But for lethal injection, they also add potassium chloride to stop the heart. This will cause then cardiac arrest. That's what has been kind of the standard. But in years before, they used multiple other things. In terms of gas chambers, G. John was, I guess, back in 1924, executed, or they tried to execute him using cyanide gas. They pumped it into his room at night when he slept. It didn't work. It leaked out of the cell. So then what they did is they built an airtight chamber, had him breathe in a gas of sodium cyanide and sulfuric acid. And so gas chambers, I think, are a backup system in a few states already. Since 1976, I think 11 people have been executed by this. I'm not sure if it was in Arizona, California, Missouri, and Wyoming. I think those are the states where gas chambers are allowed as a backup. But you're basically strapped into a chair. A pail was near the bottom of the chair that had the sulfuric acid. This is what happened in 1924. And then the door is closed. A lever drops the sodium cyanide into the pail. Hydrogen cyanide is born, toxic gas. It caused the prisoner to stop breathing and die. However, some inmates did not die quickly from that. And then a physician would be outside the chamber with a very long stethoscope attached to the patient to see if he could see if he's still alive. That was back in the 20s. You also had hangings still, I think, allowed in multiple states if lethal injection is not available. Hanging causes hyperextension injuries, where the pars interarticularis of the pedicle of the C2 vertebrae becomes fractured. That could then cause an immediate nerve severing, and it would end up then being able to very quickly cause death. But some people, if it's too short or too long, the rope or their height is not done correctly, that could unfortunately cause a longer, more suffering. There's other ways that we have done capital punishment. Firing squad, I think that was reauthorized in Utah back in 2015. So, which some people say is the quickest and easiest way, but I don't, yeah. We'll see. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I look at the questions that I get asked on this show, you know, whether they're medical questions, whether they're political questions, a big question I've been asked, and it looks like Jerry Seinfeld has asked the same question, Juliette Margulies, many other, I'm not an A-lister, but other A-listers have asked, is why is Hollywood silent? Why have they been silent on the Hamas attack? Why have they been silent on the hostages, not only Israeli hostages, but American hostages? Why have they been silent on the rising anti-Semitism? All of a sudden now you don't hear from Hollywood. And so people have asked me, you know, and I don't really like to comment on other people's silence. You know, people have asked, what has Gal Gadot said? Well, I don't speak to Gal Gadot, and I think she has been very vocal. She has family there, and most of us know somebody who, you know, have been killed personally or is, you know, related to somebody who had been killed. And so it's, you know, when people said, oh my gosh, we didn't hear from so-and-so right away. I mean, if they're mourning the death of a loved one, you know, come on. Give them a little bit of time. And also, there's been this America, I don't know if it's society, I don't know if it's media, but they kind of do some things wrong. And there's as I've explained, it's very easy to say the right thing, not get vilified, not get canceled when it comes to the horrendous murder, rape, and the killing from the Hamas attack. You can very easily speak out against it and call for our hostages to be released when Hamas not only waged war on Israel, but they waged war on America. It's very easy to take a stand that doesn't necessarily isolate you from those who aren't Israeli. Which, by the way, I've spoken to many individuals who are Egyptian, Syrian, Jordan, Palestinian. They don't want to be stereotyped just because they're not Israeli as pro-Hamas. They thought it was horrible as well. But what America seems to do is if you aren't with us, you're against us. So anybody saying that the Hamas attacks were horrible and we should get the hostages back, somebody's going to twist that being you are, if somebody, let's say, says I apologize in my thought process, but if somebody, let's say, says that, they feel like, okay, now you're against the whole Arab world. All right, just because you have the Hezbollah leader wanting death to Israel doesn't mean all of the Middle East feels what happened to Israel was sound, was proper, was okay. And I doubt that the average Egyptian, that the average Syrian, that the average Jordanian, that the average Saudi Arabian, that the average person, you know, it felt that beheading kids, throwing kids into an oven, we're talking 2023, the murder, the rape, the hostages were a good thing. But everybody is afraid to talk. Why is that? And then you've even had people accuse each other of being silent. Yeah, I don't even. Somebody's like, you haven't said anything about. I go, what planet are you on? I talk about it every single day. What the hell? And so now there's also this, well, you know what? We're so mad. Why don't we go after Jews who are silent? You're seeing Jews now go after Jews. Jews have enough enemies, okay? You don't need Jews now going after other Jews saying you're too silent. But it does fascinate me that Hollywood has been quiet. And I know why they're quiet. They're afraid. They don't know what side to take. Day one, it was easy to show your support, but as soon as somebody changed the narrative, and they said it didn't happen in a vacuum, and Israel has oppressed Palestinians, and Israel did the same to Palestinians, which is not true. All of a sudden, people are like, okay, wait a second, where's our PR person? So PR companies have been busy. They're like, what do we say? What do we do? So they think the path of least resistance is to sit there and be quiet. And I've already told you guys. I mean, I've told every PR agency. It's as simple as saying what Hamas did and their attack on Israelis, Americans, people from multiple countries, and the death and the destruction and the Holocaust-type violence that they committed. Absolutely 1,000% you could speak out against. If you are concerned about the fighting, that is going on in Gaza. You can also say you hope innocent individuals, you know, are not hurt. You can be pro-aid going to any innocent Jews or Palestinians. But like I said, nobody wants Palestinians to die. Hamas needs to go. And I'm wondering how many Palestinians want new leadership. They don't want Hamas putting them in harm's way, using them as human shields. You could very easily, right, if you're that worried about your skin, you know, do the right thing. But no. And fascinating, Jerry Seinfeld has spoken out. Juliette Margulies, who I guess both her parents were Jewish, Juliana. NBC News' Noah Oppenheimer has voiced their concern that the entertainment industry has stayed quiet and that there's hypocrisy and that the industry promoted Me Too, Black Lives Matter, other trending social movements, but when it came to this, quiet. Sacha Baron Cohen, Josh Gad, Eli Roth. And, you know, I am not, I really can't stand it when people are reading everybody's thread going, were you noisy enough? What did you say? What did you, but I do understand that, you know, if there is hypocrisy, to call it out. We have people who are hostages. We have Americans who are hostages. We have Israelis who are hostages. And we have terrorist groups that want to get rid of, you know, innocent civilians in Israel and get rid of the country, which America needs, is a very important ally. America will not go into all the intelligence they get from Israel and how much they need Israel for the Middle East, but they do. And that is why you see such unwavering support from both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, to make sure Israel stays whole. And none of this happens. So, you know, where is the entertainment industry? What are they doing? Well, they're trying to cover their butts. Look at what's happening with the universities. I mean, the universities are scared. Meanwhile, their students are being threatened. People have, you know, when we look at school shootings and we look at mass murdering, everybody says, why didn't anybody look for the signs? Why didn't anybody look at social media? Why didn't anybody protect anybody when they saw that this person put this very vague post? You're having non-vague posts. You are having deliberate delineations of how people want to kill Jews. And what are the schools doing about it? ACLU is saying don't investigate. If you're having a protest, there's been concerns that there might be Jew violence. Don't investigate. What are we doing here? We don't want anybody to die. I don't get it. I really don't get it. And so when people go, well, Hollywood is being silent. Hollywood is being silent. You know, because people are mad. So they want to find other groups to be mad. And honestly, when I see Jews going against other Jews, you know, come on. All right. The primary goal right now is to get our hostages home. I don't want to hear from anybody, you know, going after each other and where's Steven Spielberg's comment, or I don't care. Let's get the hostages home. Let's make sure no more innocent people die. There we go. Those who want to flee Gaza, help them get out. Those who want Israel protected and innocent civilians and Palestine protected, get them protected. Get Hamas away from them. So Hamas can't use them as a human shield. Get their cells away from the hospitals, from the schools, and stop terrorism. But people don't agree on that message. I can't help it. People don't agree on a very simple, bipartisan, common sense message. Then that means people want hate. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Although a date has not been set, an Alabama execution will be the first of its kind.
The Alabama Supreme Court is okay with state officials moving ahead with the first execution in the United States by nitrogen gas. The state attorney general asked the court last August if it could proceed with gassing 58-year-old Kenneth Smith. Smith is on death row for a 1988 murder for hire of an Alabama woman. Smith survived a lethal injection last year because the executioner missed his vein.
The economy added 150,000 jobs in October, reflecting a slowdown in the labor market. A class action lawsuit has been filed against Alaska Airlines over an incident where an off-duty pilot tried to crash the plane. Donald Trump's two oldest sons have finished their time on the stand in his civil trial in New York. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was an interesting article that I want to share with you guys. And I didn't realize I was thinking this pretty commonly with the average. My thought process was pretty similar to everybody else. I mean, I talk about it, but I actually kind of felt a little better about myself going, I thought I was just kind of being cheap and complaining too much in my mind. But the article being written by Steve Adcock in Millionaire Habits are 12 things that are no longer worth it because of how expensive they've become. And when you look at it, they've come up with 12 items that have become so expensive that many are rethinking their decisions. Now, I don't agree with this one. I think some planning could make it work. But the average American is rethinking who has childbearing years, having children. People think that the cost of raising kids is just way too expensive these days. That's not worth it. It's always worth it. Okay? But I agree. Child care, too expensive. Food, too expensive. College, too expensive. But you can make things work. My kids are going to state school. My kids go to UNLV. I love UNLV. I went there. My husband went there. We have a family of rebels. They didn't need to go to Ivy League. You could save money on college. Well, sending them to college is so expensive. Then don't send them to Cornell. Don't send them to Harvard. Send them to state school. But if you are going to have children, before you decide to not carry on your name, your legacy, your DNA, and not have what is the most amazing thing of any person's life, have a sit down with your family and go, hey guys, you know, how do we do this? And the reason why I don't like the excuse of children are too expensive is because my family was poor. All our family that had to escape the Holocaust, escape pogroms, escape persecution over the centuries, they were able to still have families and have kids and make it work and feed them. It's not easy, but poor people should be allowed to have kids too. Shouldn't just be a high income privilege. So, but you do have many people rethinking if having kids are worth it. Another thing, subscriptions. Now, this I think about all the time. I saw a meme saying, why doesn't somebody take all these subscriptions, bundle them, and call it cable? That's what we did in the 80s and 90s. We had cable. But no, everybody wants their own money. So you have Netflix. You have Prime Video. You have Apple Plus. You have Disney Plus. Some people are going, you know what? I don't think it's worth it. Disney World. That was fascinating. People are saying that when you look at their flight, their transportation to and from the park, the hotel, the cost of tickets, their Disney World vacation could be over $7,000. I've had people with families where they were easily in the tens of thousands of dollars. Disney World is nice, but I haven't gone for that reason. I mean, we went to like a park a few years back. I think it was maybe 10 years ago. I think it was maybe 7 years ago we might have gone. But did we do the whole Disney World vacation? I would love to, where you could go to Epcot and all of that. It's just too damn expensive. Especially when I could drive to Disneyland. You're still spending a crap load of money, but not like Disney World. So some people are like, it's just not worth it. If I'm going to be spending tens of thousands of dollars, I might as well be on a beach or on a cruise. Fast food. We are being told that Big Macs are getting up to $18. Now, I have not seen an $18 Big Mac, but I have seen breakfast meals for close to $10. $10 breakfast meal, you might as well go to IHOP and get a sit-down breakfast with unlimited pancakes. Although I don't even know if that's $10 anymore. But one Reddit poster said they wanted to get lunch delivered yesterday. So they went to Panera. They picked the pick two option, soup and sandwich. $9 was soup. Sandwich was $17. It came to $26 plus tax for lunch. You can't be spending that. It's not worth it. Make a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Throw some celery sticks in there. Some tangerines. Save yourself some money. Cable television. They say the average cost is $83 a month. No, who could afford that? Junk food. this might be what gets us healthier. Junk food is getting expensive. Soda pop. Used to be able to get a 2-liter bottle for 99 cents. Used to get it for 59 cents. Post-pandemic, it's a $3 bottle. Who needs soda pop? There's no nutritional value to that. So people are rethinking that. Potato chips, donuts, canned foods. Problem is fresh food is so damn expensive. Now, another thing is going to concerts. I didn't go to a lot of concerts because I couldn't afford the concert ticket. I think I was able to go to Chicago for under $20, but to scrape all that money together was hard. Now, Taylor Swift tickets, my friend's daughter spent $800. It's a lot. The average concert ticket has increased from $125 to $252 in 2023. $250 to see a concert. Now, mind you, when you really, really love the artist, it is cool to see people in concert. I get it. I have been to a few concerts. I got to see Mary J. Blige. I got to see Bobby Brown. I got to see... I love the fact that I was able to see, people in concert. But for that kind of money, I can watch them online. Drinking at bars. I won't go. To order a drink at a bar and spend $25, no. You can make your own drinks. Not that I'm advocating that. But, I bartended. I worked in restaurants. When you could buy a bottle of Jack at the time for $10, which could give you, how many drinks? 200 drinks? But each drink is being charged $10? No. Now, we got to be smarter with our money. Box cereal has now gone up 14%. Most cereals cost over $5 a box. Why? Grain costs more, sugar costs more, and a lot of them aren't very healthy. Pizza. This has blown my mind. Pizza was our, go-to. If we didn't have money to eat, we could all chip in, get a pizza, everybody could get a slice, and we could make dinner work for us. Now that we're seeing pizza cost over $23, it's even higher. What they're charging for pizza, starting to not make sense anymore. Farmers markets. Farmers markets, more expensive because of organic vegetables, etc. But a lot of people, they say that, some vendors will purchase fruits and vegetables, pretend to look like, disguise themselves like a local farmer, so they can sell you higher priced, so they're saying to watch out for those. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners.
This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as a physician, I need to know what people are thinking. I don't want to know what MSNBC thinks or Fox News thinks or CNN thinks. I want to know how people think. And when it comes to public health issues, what we did right, what we did wrong. And being that we are going into another flu season, COVID season, hospitalizations are going to rise, hospitals are going to be overwhelmed again, I want to fix anything we did wrong and make sure that we have a hospital bed for everybody who needs it. And right now it's a little bit of a mess. It's a lot of a mess. If you right now think that, God forbid, you get sick, and there's a hospital bed with your name on it, think again. I've waited in hallways because there was no bed available. People were told during COVID to not come in. You'll spread COVID. And I'm like, what the hell? You're having trouble breathing. Go to the hospital. They said they don't want me. Okay, that's not the way the system is supposed to be. In fact, we are here in 2023. And patients have told me online, because I work for a telemedicine company, so I see people over the phone. They have told me that when they call in urgent care, the urgent care says, don't come in. You have COVID. But they're having trouble breathing. Nope. What? Okay, anybody having trouble breathing has got to get seen right away. Then maybe go to the ER. But the last thing we want is people dying at home. Are people still dying of COVID? Yes, not to the degree, thank God, that it once was, but yeah. Can you die of flu? Flu might not in and of itself be what is the primary cause of your death, but flu could cause a heart attack. You could get pneumonia. The number one cause of death with flu is pneumonia. So you're having trouble breathing and you think you have the flu, you got to get yourself seen. And I think a lot of medical centers are overwhelmed. I think, you know, if you don't come here, then there's no liability. You're only liable if somebody steps on your property. So I've even heard from patients that doctors even say, don't come in, don't come in. Because if they are in your parking lot and they have a medical event, that medical office is liable. And so we've started to create this attitude of, now, I'm not going to touch you. Don't come in. And when I hear that somebody now, 4 years after COVID was leaked, and almost 4 years to the, you know, to when America acknowledged it was a pandemic because of China's, you know, not being very open in secrecy. When I hear people still say, nope, I can't go in and get seen. Nobody wants to see me. It's COVID. That's not where we are right now. We have to do a much better job of catching people who are sick, taking care of people who could be starting to get sicker, and catching these things early. And we gave people this false sense of security in terms of, oh, that's okay, you could see a doctor over the phone. And if that doctor over the phone says you're fine, you're good. Now, some of you will say, no, nobody would be that stupid to think that a doctor over the phone saying you're good is enough. I'm here to tell you that's what people want. Every day, patients will say, okay, so you're telling me I'm good. No, I never said that. Well, can you? I don't want to go in and be seen. I go, I am thousands of miles away from you. I can't examine your heart and lungs. No, I can't say you're good. But telemedicine is going to be the new way of people doing their medicine. People are seeing primary care doctors online. People are going without any exams. And I talked to another patient yesterday, and I said, you know, so, you know, your child's sick. I would take him to his pediatrician. And they go, oh, for years, we've just been doing telemedicine. That's his doctor. Has anybody listened to his heart or lungs? Has anybody weighed him? Has anybody, how is that possible? Well, that's what's happening now. So what about vaccines? What have we done wrong when it comes to vaccines? Well, I've spoken about this. I think having vaccines is fantastic. I support us having a robust vaccination plan, but it's got to all be voluntary. Nobody should feel mandated or threatened. And already schools are including COVID vaccines. Some parents are telling me they can't take their kids to school if they don't have the COVID vaccine. Well, a recent poll shows 25%, about a quarter of Americans think the shots are unsafe. We've had some recent studies, even from the FDA, saying they've found an uptick in seizures in kids. We have the myocarditis risk in kids. So that's not going to help from a public health standpoint. If there's still mandates and people are feeling forced. Interestingly, I think 25% of Americans say they know somebody who died from the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, that is a very scary statistic. Now, I don't know anybody who has died from the COVID-19 vaccine. But if somebody did, let's say, pass away a week, 2 weeks after, is that going to get recorded? Is it going to get reported? The big problem we have, and again, if I could play devil's advocate, is if somebody is saying they're having a side effect to a vaccine, it's very difficult to say that definitively because there could be other things going on. So if somebody, let's say, is having chest pain, are they having chest pain because they're overweight, because they used to smoke, because they have high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, or are they having chest pain because they got the COVID vaccine? Now, they have found that you can check for spike proteins on autopsy that could have caused heart inflammation. But when you're alive and running around, if we don't have the tests or nobody's enthusiastic about having tests available, how do you know? So vaccine hesitancy is here. People think that the vaccines could hurt them because they've known somebody who has gotten hurt or they had a bad side effect. For me, I like the fact that last year I didn't get COVID after I was vaccinated, but I couldn't stand feeling horrible for a month. And so I held off getting the vaccine this year because I got COVID before I was going to get vaccinated. So I already got my booster. But, it should be a personal decision for everybody. But we've kind of messed up from a public health standpoint because vaccines could be very useful. But what we did, where we would not even hear of it if there was a side effect, then now people think we don't even know the true numbers. If people feel that the side effects are going to be hidden from us and not transparent or not investigated, they're just not going to trust it at all. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.